Hello and welcome to the Rock and Roll Football Podcast. And it's been a few weeks, Dyson.
Yes, we've been away, haven't we? Resting.
We return refreshed and rested.
Yes, we've been on the sidelines for a while now. We're match fit.
We've been gelling during training.
Yeah, we really have been gelling. Yeah. We're now gelled, which is great news for you, the listener.
What an image, the two of us gelled together.
Oh, by chewing gum.
Lovely. Well, nice. All will become apparent. And we should just say a disclaimer at the start. Regardless of what you hear Matt Dyson say throughout this show, as your mother and your father will have already told you, do not ever swallow chewing gum.
I've been told. Oh. I feel like I have to back down on it, but I still think it doesn't need a harm.
Silence.
But you know, if indeed it is hard to pass, as you say, what if you? Ate
I'm not trying to set it up for a
what
cross.
What if you ate about a massive packet of bubbly?
Bubbly.
Hubba bubba. Yeah. And you ate loads of it, and what would happen then? What would it look like?
I don't know what it looks like. But I take the point. Would it be?
Yeah, what would happen?
Would it be hard to get rid of?
Well, would you blow,
I don't want to think about this.
Would you blow a big bubble?
Well, there's only one way to find out, and you have to be the person, because this is all your idea.
Yeah.
This is all you're doing.
Oh, I'm not being the guinea pig. I've already chickened out of swallowing it.
You're the Bruce Bogstrotter of bubbly, you are. If I was Miss Trunchbull, I'd force you to just only
on
eat
stage in front of everyone. Eat another one. Horrible.
Enjoy the show. Matt, and you. Rock and roll football. It's Rock and Roll Football on Absolute Radio with Matt Ford and Matt Dyson, and here to preview. Is it fair to say it's a red hot afternoon?
Red hot.
There's only two games left.
It's quite warm, yeah, certainly.
Well, it's the warm Matt Dyson.
Thank you, yes. Just 1 3 o'clock kickoff in the Premier League for us to luxuriate over this afternoon. Mm. Eddie Howe past versus Eddie Howe present. Ooh. Newcastle United at home to Bournemouth. The Eddie Howe derby, if you will. How you like me now, he screams at the Cherries hierarchy from his technical area. The tight-fisted Bournemouth board who sacked Scotty Parker for daring to criticise their lack of transfer spend. Eddie quit when they were relegated a while back, but what a contrast to his current fortunes. And how you like me now, echoing the words of Cool Moe Dee and the Heavy. Now there was a time that you loved me so. How you like Eddie now? Now he's richer than Croesus, the ancient Greek kin. Saudi billionaires backing him to bring back the boom time to the ground once known as the Sports Direct Arena. How now, cash cow? It almost seemed like his destiny, with so many ex-Bournemouth players being pinched by the Magpies in recent years. He's been reunited with the likes of Callum Wilson, Ryan Fraser and Matt Ritchie. How you like them Cherries? How way the lads? Help me out, I'm in a how hole and I can't get out. Okay, that's how for now. Let's move on. We also have goals from the Championship to subtly blend in with tone-appropriate rock and roll belters. Table-topping Sheffield United travel to Preston for a Northern free-for-all with sore loser Paul Heckingbottom still sharpening the blades. Delia's mustard-coloured canaries also take on Frank Skinner's boiler emblazoned boing-boing baggies. And in Birmingham, Triton Showers face the Binley mega-chippy in a West Midlands derby. While in Scotland, there should be goals at Ibrox as Rangers play bottom of the SPL. Dundee United, a team left greeting after gargantuan 9-0 greasing by the greenside of Glasgow in August. So whatever you do, let us entertain you, whether in the queue or on the loo, with an air horn or two. It is rock and roll football. We're here for you, and we're live. I ran out of rhymes at the end there, can you tell?
Yeah.
It's still going, I can't believe
it. Oh,
live. The earliest I've been in a long time, that. I'm very disappointed with myself.
I'm shocked.
Sorry.
It's unusual. Sorry.
Yes, it was unusual. Look, there's only 1 3 o'clock kickoff in the Premier League. What can I do?
We'll talk about something else.
Oh, yeah, I'll do that next time.
Which you did, I guess, but you did it very well. You did very well, actually, given that context.
Yeah,
well done.
Way too early, though, unfortunately.
Obviously, lots of people queuing to see the Queen lying in state.
Yes.
Mesmerising watching it, really. Are you a fan of queues, Dyson?
Queues, yeah, no, not really, no. No,
because this is the thing, because we're meant to like them, obviously,
yeah,
we're supposed
to be,
British.
Yeah, a nation of queuers, yeah.
I don't like it when people push in.
Oh, yeah, that nothing infuriates me more than that, yeah. But, I think they can get away with it.
Do you ever say anything?
They think they're above the queue. You've got to pick the moment, haven't you, sometimes, or see how hard they look. Basically, is it really worth it? Yeah. Oh, right. Oh, no, you can probably push in, actually.
And then how do you handle it if you judge yourself to be harder than them?
I just stand there muttering under my breath, talking to my family, going, like, if they pushed in. Like, mm.
But just loud enough that they might be able to hear?
No, just the people around me can hear. So as long as they're... And then we have strength in numbers, if anything does happen.
Strength in numbers? I always pick a... you know, if... something like that, or... If, you know, if you hold a door open for someone and they don't say
they
thank
don't
you or something like that.
Yeah.
Or you get out of the way for someone, that sort of thing. I always go, hello, mate.
Oh, so you deal with it.
Oh, yeah. I'm always very kind of...
Hello,
oh,
mate.
Hello there. No worries, mate. If I hold the door open for someone like that, I'm actually quite passive-aggressive.
You're welcome.
I'm not that bad. That strays from me. That's too confrontational.
Right, yeah.
No worries, mate. My pleasure.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Kill
Is that
them
cheeky?
With politeness, yeah. And does that ever stop them pushing in? Make them think again and put them to the back?
No. People always pretend they didn't realise. Oh, sorry, mate, I didn't realise. Well, what do you think the rest of us are doing? It's not a hobby.
Yeah, we're not here for a laugh. Yeah.
Or when people do that thing where, you know, like, oh, this is so obvious that I'm going to go in Pret. But, you know, when you've got, like, the two queues, but everyone just forms one queue and then someone sidles up. You're like, you know what was happening, mate.
Yeah,
there's 50 of us here.
Yeah, exactly.
We're all tapping our feet and like...
We're all in a rush.
Yeah, exactly.
Come on.
If you ever jump to queue, let us know. 8, 12, 15. And let us know, can any good come from queue jumping?
No.
But someone say, well, actually, it's a positive thing?
Yes. Yeah, yeah. I suppose some people have a valid reason for jumping the queue, like that, possibly, but, you know. Have you ever confronted a queue jumper?
Yes, what do you do when someone...
And what's the best way to deal with it?
Yes. Yeah, all of that. Dyson, I believe you're monitoring social media for us today.
People are getting in touch. Confront no matter what, says Trudy. That's her advice.
Sounds like a battlefield general.
And then someone called Zombie Steve has joined in with the debate as well, saying, I stood back while my little daughter was in the queue to buy some toys in a toy shop. Uh-huh. A woman tried to push past her. And he did a swift, oi, I think that little lady is in the queue. And everyone was looking at the woman that tried to push in, and that sorted it. She was so embarrassed and mortified by it that she went to the back.
Pushing in front of a child.
That's out of order, isn't it? Yeah, so a quick oi. Yeah, but basically it seems like most people are saying do confront it.
Do confront it, because what else?
Otherwise, yeah, what do you know, what's going to happen to this country of ours?
You've got to, but oi, I mean, that is...
Yeah. Oi!
Because oi, I would say, that's crossed over. That's not passive, that is just aggressive.
Whoa there. Maybe that's quite a good one, is it?
Or if you use older
excuse
language.
Excuse me.
Excuse me.
Yeah, so it's not that medieval.
Forsooth.
Forsooth, this is a queue. Thine queue I see before me.
The Rock and Roll Football Podcast with Matt Ford and Matt Dyson.
This is the first time we've been together since Edinburgh.
Yeah, I know.
Amazing. Which was many weeks ago now. Both together in the studio.
It's nice, isn't it?
It is. I'm so glad that we... I just love seeing you.
It's nice to see you too. the long old run up in Edinburgh did very well, didn't you?
Did all right, yeah. And then went on holiday. Now, I went all-inclusive.
Ah, yes.
Have you ever had an all-inclusive holiday?
We're going away in October. We were doing this debate with the kids. It's like, I don't know, I don't want to be lumbered in a hotel where I don't like the food. You know, I mean, you can't... It's a bit of a gamble, I find.
Is it?
Yeah.
What food are you not going
to
like?
Well, I mean, like, you know, I've been to one all-inclusive before, and the smell of the canteen used to make me feel a bit nauseous. It was... I think maybe it was the lower end of the scale.
Hang
perhaps.
On. So what was the smell like?
It smelt like a school dinner hall. You know?
Great!
Yeah, but not in a nice way. You know, that's the smell of, I don't know, just a bit eggy and
cabbagey.
Can be
quite a thick smell, can't it?
Yeah,
the school
and
it's
when it's the same place to eat every day. You know,
yeah.
It gets a bit...
I like that.
I need the variety.
No, just chips every day. Yeah. You know what? Wouldn't it be great to go to an all-inclusive that was school dinners?
Oh.
But, like, in order. So you'd get a school breakfast.
Actually, yeah.
And then... at lunchtime, dinner time, midday.
Mashed potato from an ice cream scoop. Gravy. Oh,
yes.
Surely someone must have done this.
Chicken turkey drummer with hoops.
Scalded. Oh, yes.
Yeah, thick custard.
Oh, yeah. Oh, some love some of that caramel tart with
custard. Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah. Or some really stodgy apple crumble.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, that would be good.
That'd be all-inclusive. School dinner holiday. Experience,
School dinner holiday, yeah. With proper women in tabards.
So proper women.
proper like din lady style tabards and hats. Yeah,
I know what you mean.
Yeah.
I don't think they're called din ladies, and they're more like lunch service staff. Do they wear pinafores or whatever it is anymore?
I think they still do, yeah. Sometimes they're outside caterers that come in, so they have their own uniforms.
How posh is your school? Well, they've got the outside caterers. When you're doing those, the numbers of covers they're doing, you know,
it's not in the house anymore, is it?
We've gone for the prosecco package. We've gone for the all taken care of package. You get two glasses of prosecco.
They have a lovely uniform, yeah.
Canapes,
silver service, lot.
So, are you going all inclusive or not?
No, we're not.
Oh.
No.
Dyson, you've got to do it.
I think I like the freedom. I want to explore the local area, the different restaurants. You know what I mean? I don't want to be restrained.
No, the lack of freedom is good. You plonk yourself at the table and you can eat as much as you like.
I know, I do like the idea of that.
Yeah,
and the ice cream stations as well.
You've already paid for it. Yeah. You can just keep going back.
It sounds dangerous though, doesn't it?
I've just got back from non-inclusive. The amount of puddings.
Have you had a gout flare-up?
I haven't actually. No.
That's amazing.
Maybe I'm due on. Maybe I should. I think we've got to try and convince Dyson to call inclusive.
Really?
Texas.
No.
Oh,
it's too late. It's already booked. But yeah.
Next time then.
Next time. Okay. Yeah. I'm interested in the arguments for or against because we often have this argument in my house. Which one's the best?
All or inclusive.
Yeah.
Text us on 8-12-15. But equally, if you've had a nightmare.
Half board is the answer, I think. You just get breakfast. Or
pointless.
You can eat breakfast and that's it and then go out.
Pointless.
It's not
pointless.
It's the best
of
both
worlds. Half board. No, it's the worst of both worlds. Because you're not getting enough of the all inclusive, are you?
Well, you're getting an all inclusive breakfast. You get loads. You fill your pockets with pastries and stuff and take them for the day. And then you don't need to buy lunch.
Do you know what I enjoyed having, actually, at this all inclusive? You know, when you go abroad and they have cereals that you don't get at home?
Oh, yeah.
There's cereals called Chocos, and they were like chocolate cereal triangles.
Oh, that's unusual.
And they were slightly stale. They didn't taste that fresh.
Like a Wheato, but in a triangle shape.
Yes.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Less fresh. Stale.
A stale Wheato.
And actually grew to like.
But you got stuck. You're lumbered with that every day for breakfast. That's why all-inclusive is bad.
You know what? Day one, I was like, fruit and yogurt. I was like, you know what? I'm going to be quite healthy. Yeah. Day two, the odd hash brown was creeping in. But like day three, it was just bacon, syrup, hash brown, chocos.
Triangular Wheatos,
People getting in touch on this all-inclusive business.
Yeah, there seems to be a bit of anti-all-inclusive sentiment out there. God no, says Tracy. I'm with Dyson.
What?
No all-inclusive for me.
What?
I like to explore the area when I'm on holiday. This is what I'm talking about, yeah. I don't see the point in all-inclusive. You have to stay put.
No.
Also, another good point from Nick, who's texted us, says the thing about all-inclusive restaurants is the desserts all look different colours, but they all taste the same.
That's just not true.
That's just a very good point.
No.
It's a uniform taste to everything, and you have to have it every day, and it gets a bit much.
That is anti-all-inclusive propaganda, and I'm shocked that you've fallen for it. I'm actually appalled.
That's what people are saying. Not many pro all-inclusive voices out there.
The whole point of going on holiday is to go to a completely different culture and sit there and eat chips and find an Irish bar that's shown Premier League football. That's the only point of going on holiday, is to do British stuff in a slightly different climate.
That's it, yeah.
Otherwise, what's the point? What are you going to do?
Well, you know, culture. There's something called culture, experiencing different ways of life.
Okay,
you know,
so what cultural things? Okay, so what are you going to do then?
Go and look for different Greek cuisine in Corfu.
Greek cuisine in Corfu.
That's true. Explore the place.
Okay, I mean, Greek food is fantastic.
Yeah.
You have a nice Greek salad.
Exactly, some feta, some souvlaki,
Some ouzo.
Yes, exactly.
Careful with that.
Yeah, well, if all-inclusive ouzo is a...
Oh, bad news.
You wouldn't want that.
It's like all-inclusive absinthe. It's like, no.
Oh, no, it's a very short day.
No, thanks.
Kicking you into shape, it's the Rock and Roll Football Podcast.
Tom in Potter's Bar has been in touch.
Oh, yeah.
Can you believe it?
Yeah, what's he saying?
On Saturday! He said, Matt, adieu. Nice. Really? Always sophisticated in your Tom and Potter's
clearly,
bar.
Clearly.
Do you remember there was a place in Nottingham called the Potter's House on St James's Street?
What was it?
It came the Malt Cross.
Oh, I know the Malt Cross, yeah.
Quite it was a lovely home-cooked
night.
Food.
I liked the club night they had at the Malt Cross.
And I was about to say, I like the shepherd's pie, so we were doing very different things in there. That'd be a good idea, a nightclub that sold proper dinners, that sold school dinners.
And just everything with school dinners. Yeah.
Come on, just give us school
holiday,
dinners, man.
School dinners. I think there's something in it.
Come on, Pret, or someone like that, dinners. Eat.
Wow,
start doing a school dinner line.
A high street school dinner.
Kind of a food fight.
Yeah, I'd be up for it.
Anyway, Tom in Potter's Bar says, it's not queue jumping per se, but I did once win a can of beer for holding doors open, first week of college. You got a can of... How do you win a...
Can you get an award for that?
Maybe. Someone was just like mystery shopping.
Yeah.
And if they... Oh, that'd be a good idea. Now, here's an idea.
Okay.
Not only should you be passive-aggressive or shout oi when people push in, but when people do the right thing, maybe have some treats on you and just reward people.
Like a dog. Like you give to a dog. Here you go. Oh, thanks for holding the door. Have a lollipop.
Yeah. Yeah. Doggy treats for people.
Yeah, yeah.
Cheers, mate.
To encourage more behaviour.
Yeah,
like
there's a salted caramel Werther's, which if you haven't tried, you have to try.
Oh, I haven't. Is it hard or chewy, Werther's?
Chewy.
Oh, yeah.
But with like an eclair middle.
Oh.
So it's hard exterior.
With the chocolate in the middle.
Soft interior, salted caramel Werther's.
Oh,
it is incredible. Great,
yeah.
You've got to try them.
Yeah.
I'll get you some.
Yes,
if you hold the door open for me next week, there'll be plenty
anything
of them coming
you
your way. What's going on there? You're licking your thumb.
No, sorry. No,
what's the matter with you?
I was just eating some chalk bar.
Your thumb licker. Do you remember when we did that texty years ago about best insults that weren't profound? Like puddle drinker came through.
Yeah, that was good. Puddle drinker.
Thumb licker's a good one, isn't it?
Thumb lickers, yeah. I'm a thumb licker. If there's something on there, if there's some food on my thumb, I'll lick it.
Oh, no! All football.
Oh, dear. It's been going so well for Solihull Moors recently. They've been winning a lot. I think they've only lost one game all season. That was to Notts County.
And they are
1-0 down this afternoon at home to Barnet. Ryan de Havilland has scored, a very grand name for a Barnet player. And they're currently losing. And I thought this was a home banker.
Now, there was an idea floated this week that was shot down. Not since the European Super League has an idea been absolutely shot down by the footballing fraternity. Mm. And the new Chelsea owner, whose surname I don't know how to pronounce.
Todd Bowley. I've heard a few different pronunciations this week. Some people saying Burley.
Like
but
Craig.
It's spelt O-H-L-E-Y. But I say Bowley.
I'd say Bowley, yeah.
But how would an American read that? Bowley.
Todd Bowley.
Yeah, that's it, yeah.
So the new he owns the Chelsea franchise.
Yeah.
London Chelsea, you heard of those guys?
Yeah.
He's a London Chelsea fan.
He wants there to be a North-South All-Star Game. Which sounds, to be fair, like to raise money for those lower down the pyramid, which is a good idea, I thought. I thought that's a good idea.
No, because...
Raise some funds for the people.
Give them more money anyway. He's got enough money. They don't need to, like, stop busking to raise money for the lower league.
I don't know where there's room in the fixture list for an All-Star game either, really.
Well, there isn't.
Quite cramped.
And also, if it's North versus South, which is the idea, is it the idea that it would be from Northern teams or would it be Northern players?
I like the idea of Northern players, but I think it's the teams. So it's all the best teams in the North. Are you best players from your Northern teams, your Man Cities?
And where's the Midlands? Where's the Midlands?
I don't know where that falls into his grand plan. I'm not sure.
I saw on the graphic that we would have been put in the North, Nottingham.
Ah, right, okay, yeah. I suppose Watford is the traditional dividing line, is it? The Watford Gap.
Watford and Watford Gap are two different things.
Yeah, okay. Watford Gap Services is where it is.
So, text on 8-12-15. What is the best, the North or the South? What do you think, Dyson? I realise I'm putting you on the spot here.
It's a big question, isn't it?
It is, bearing in mind that we have listeners in both.
Yeah, I hail from the North, but I live in the South, so it's quite a difficult situation.
You voted with your feet, didn't you?
Yeah, so there you go, yeah. No, the South is great, but yeah, the North has its charms.
As its charms.
I'm really sitting on the fence on this one, because I'm quite happy to let the group decide which is best.
Coward.
Yeah, exactly. Is it Oasis or Blur? North
well,
or
Oasis.
South,
if that's the choice, then it's Oasis.
Yes. So music-wise, the North is winning, perhaps.
If you purely boil it down to Oasis versus Blur, then
yeah. Okay, well, yeah.
But obviously,
wider than that.
Think of the food.
Yes.
Gravy. You can't get that in Chippies down south.
You can't. No, they just have jellied eels and stuff in Chippies, don't they? Pie mash of that liquor. Yeah, I think North might win on the food thing.
Haggis.
Yes.
Because Scotland, obviously, we're talking about England, North, South, aren't we? But if you talk about Britain, then Scotland, obviously, then is North. As North as you get in the UK.
Yeah, we are fans of a munchie box.
Double battered sausage when you go to a chip shop. Yeah. Haggis. Battered haggis. Spicy battered haggis. Yeah. What more could you want out of life?
It's a convincing argument, yeah, to be fair.
What is better? I mean, I realise we're really opening up a can of worms here.
Stoking up this divide, yeah. But let's settle it once and for all, and then we can never talk and discuss it again. This is the definitive answer, which is best, the North or the South?
Can of worms is the sort of thing they'd sell in a southern chippy.
Yeah.
For the sixth week, fifth, sixth?
I've not had that. A
couple of months now, a few months.
Yeah.
With Glory Hunters, we have been, for the longest time, I think, in the history of the show,
like
supporting one team.
Yeah.
Which means each week Dyson has to keep scraping the fact barrel.
Yes. Yeah, yeah.
So here we go. More facts about Solihull Moors from Matt Dyson.
Firstly, thanks to Neil from Edinburgh on Twitter for letting me know that Solihull has a troupe of mixed border Morris dancers called Silhill Morris.
Sorry, mixed what?
Mixed border. Now,
what's that?
Apparently is a mix. It's some English Morris dancers and some Welsh Morris dancers.
Oh!
All coming together in Solihull.
Okay.
Beautiful thing, uniting the UK.
Yeah.
In the name of Morris dancing. On further digging, I've also unearthed some other gems.
Ooh.
New Chelsea boss Graham Potter was born upon the soily hill of Solihull.
No way.
Yes, that's
where
he's from. As was former Chelsea midfielder turned tactic truck dwelling pundit Andy Townsend. Both of them are from, both Chelsea legends from Solihull. Friend of the show Richie Neville from Five went to school in this affluent part of the West Midlands.
I did not know that.
I thought you were one of his close personal friends.
I get on with him.
Stuart Lee and Simon Mayo went to Solihull School, and a mustachioed motor racing man Nigel Mansell studied at Solihull College.
It's incredible.
Yeah, I know. Also, Martin Johnson, former Rugby World Cup winning captain from Solihull.
He is a giant.
He is massive, isn't he? Also, Nigel Kennedy, the Aston Villa supporting violin sensation, born and raised in Solihull. What a rich history.
What a fertile land.
That is amazing, isn't it? All backing the Moors.
For a small place, it's contributed so many major figures in our national life.
It's amazing, isn't it? Yeah, every week I find out more Solihullians that have contributed to the UK's culture.
Find out Solihull more.
Yeah, next week.
We do enjoy this feature. Text us on 81215 if you have facts about Solihull. I mean, it must be slightly surreal if you're listening in Solihull. I mean, not since we shone a light on the Binley Mega Chippy years before everyone else did.
Before it went viral,
Radio 1 will be talking about Solihull next. Now, we're talking about the North-South divide. Keep texting us at 81215. Mm. Why do you think either the North or the South is better? I mean, it's very hard, isn't it?
Yeah.
The North has Manchester.
Yes.
Home of a lot of the music we like.
The South has London.
London's incredible, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
What a city.
Yeah, yeah.
It is one of the greatest cities on the planet, isn't it?
It is a great city, but so is Edinburgh up north.
So is Nottingham. Where do we stand? Are we north? If you're from Nottingham, if you're from these mids?
No, that's why we're judging it, because if we hail from the Midlands, then we don't have a side.
So Pontius Dyson, washing his hands as I shout free Barabbas. Now, someone here said, I can't confirm this is definitely true. Good on you for getting in touch anyway. My cousin Leroy told me that tiger bread was invented in Solihull.
That's a great Solihull fact.
Yeah, tiger bread.
So what is that? It's like a sort of colouring they paint on the outside of a loaf before it's cooked.
I'm guessing you just do it with a bit of an egg glaze.
Is it an egg glaze?
It seems
to be quite savoury, doesn't it?
Well, it doesn't taste of tigers, does it?
No, it doesn't taste of tigers.
As far as I'm aware.
No. But it's sort of like a savoury glaze, you know, sort of salted.
Savoury glaze?
Glaze, I don't know. Yeah,
I don't think it tastes any different to any other cob.
Tiger bread tastes
does
different.
Does it?
The crust tastes very different.
What's it taste of then?
Say if it tastes saltier. You know,
does
I don't
it?
Know what it is. Yeah, yeah.
Well, it's salt then, isn't
perhaps
it?
We can find out from the cousin of Leroy.
Leroy's cousin. Or Leroy, if you're listening, your cousin is doing all sorts of stuff in your name.
Please, tell us more.
Someone here says, oh, what are you laughing at now? It's Dutch.
It's
Tiger
Dutch.
Bread.
We're hearing it's Dutch.
Yeah, that's okay though, right?
Yeah, but so it wasn't.
Oh, so it's not from Solihull.
Yeah, yeah. Right, it's a Dutch bread. Yeah.
I see.
Oh, maybe that's why it's orange, yeah. Because they like the orange colour in the Netherlands, don't they?
But maybe Solihull was the first place to import it. Maybe it was the first place.
Yes, that's it. That's the fact.
That's what it'll be.
The first place to ever bake it in the UK.
Yeah. God, this is running out of gas. Glory Hunters on Rock and Roll Football. Dyson.
Talk about them and they shall score. An equaliser for Solihull Moors. Andrew Dallas, the young Scottish striker, has scored again. He's really prolific for the Moors, this lad is. He's played 51 games, scored 25 goals, which is impressive. Pretty much a goal every two games.
He'll be treating himself to some Tiger Bread tonight.
Yeah. Why not? Why not? The invention of the Dutch. Some people say it was invented in Solihull. It turns out it wasn't.
Leroy's full of it, isn't he?
Yeah, Leroy's been going around spreading lies. we've also found out what the covering is for Tiger Bread.
Okay.
You were suggesting maybe it was a sort of egg wash.
That would be my presumption.
An egg wash, but it was a slightly saltier egg wash. I thought, well, it's generally made with a pattern baked into the top of the Tiger Bread by painting rice paste onto the surface.
Rice paste?
Rice paste. Yeah, I've never heard of rice paste before, but it imparts the bread's characteristic flavour, dries and cracks.
Where'd you get this? Leroy's not told you this.
Leroy didn't take it in, that is fact. Someone sent us the official Wikipedia entry for Tiger Bread, which was known as Giraffe Bread by Sainsbury's in 2012 for a short period.
Why can't people make up their mind whether it's giraffe or tiger?
I'm not sure. I don't know. I presume they've gone back to tiger now. Surely.
Leopard? Is there leopard bread out there?
Well, if you put spots of rice paste on, then you could probably create that.
Yeah.
Should you be selling?
Probably
flying?
Create that.
Give it a go. You could change the bread market forever.
Ladies and gentlemen, very excited. It's time now. Please give it up for the Half Time Entertainment.
And what an amazing guest we have today, the pub landlord, Al Murray. Al, hello.
Cheers, how you doing? What a pleasure to speak to you, young Matthew.
So, Al, we're talking today about the north-south divide and what's best, the north or the south.
Well,
what side are you on?
Well, I'm from the south, so obviously when I'm in the north, I say I don't care for the south. When I'm in the south, I never mention the north because no one ever does. People in the north might well wake up going, oh, those soft southern whatevers, right? In the south, no one gives it a second thought because you're getting on with being the best.
Oh. What about northern cuisine, though? Are there any foods from the north that you like?
You can't use the cuisine around northern word cuisine around northern cooking. It's not cuisine. That's like saying, what about the German cucina? I mean, that'd be ridiculous. It's like a pie. A pie is perfection.
Yeah.
Parmo delicacy in those wastelands is a particularly delicious thing. You know, there's all sorts of northern food, but you can't call it cuisine. You're a cashing checks there, Matt Ford.
So what is the best pub food then?
One syllable food. Pie, chips, beans, toast, bag, bowl, sauce. One syllable food.
What about scampi fries?
That's two syllables. I'm afraid you can't have that. Right, yeah. Well, I'm not running a wine bar here, mate.
I guess crisps.
Yeah, crisps.
Nuts. Yeah.
Scratchings are the exception. And. Because you've got. I mean, there's no point having rules if you haven't got loopholes.
And then, what would be the best? What's the best drink to have with say a pie?
Well, you see, the thing is, I'm a great believer that you should love the one you're with. So, whichever pint you've got in your hand at the time is the one you should be. Is the one you should be appreciating the most. There's no point dreaming of other pints, of other distant brews that you can't get your hand on. There's no point once you've made your decision to drink that cooking lager, there's no point adding up the export at the other end of the bar.
The export. What about, where do you stand, by the way, as a pub landlord, on craft beer and stuff like that? Yeah.
Well, you know what? Young people need to be got into pubs by fair means or foul. And it strikes me that is a foul way of getting into pubs. But it's doing the trick, isn't it? You know? I mean, these hipsters, do we still call them hipsters or is that part?
I think so, yeah.
I think we do. Those hipsters, I mean, they've got money to spend, haven't they? If you set up, these days, all you got to do is set up a website and wait for the clicks to roll in, isn't you?
Oh, Al, this has been such a privilege.
Oh, it's always a pleasure. Never a chore, young Fordy.
See you soon, mate.
Take it easy, big man.
Cheers.
You're listening to the Rock and Roll Football Podcast.
Leroy's cousin's been back in touch, hasn't he?
Yeah. Hi, Leroy's cousin here again. Sorry, the Tiger Bread fact was a dud. Should have known, really. Yep. Leroy also told me that Tim Vincent adopted the original Dulux dog.
That can't be true. You're Googling it now, aren't you? I can tell. Yeah.
So the old Blue Peter presenter.
Yeah.
Dulux dog. Is this anything to do with Solihull? And there's a lot of pictures online of him with dogs, but I don't know about the Dulux dog.
We're very distinctive.
Yeah, exactly. No, I mean, I can't see anything saying confirming this. Another dud fact from Leroy, unfortunately.
What's the best fib you've fallen for? Text us on 8-12-15. That's amazing. Yeah. I mean, even why would you be even bothered that Tim Vincent had any pets?
It's not,
do you know,
even
what I mean?
Like a wow fact, is it? It's like, oh, great.
Yeah, it's one of those where you go, oh, yeah. Is that it?
It's not one you're going to keep and tell other people about, is
you
it?
You know, Tim Vincent, yeah. He is up to the Dulux dog.
Right. Great.
I mean, I imagine they'd get on very well together. Yeah. Both showbiz. You know, it was nice for the Dulux dog to stay in the biz, really.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I suppose it's similar to his Tiger Bread fact from Leroy's cousin. Also, not very inspiring, really, is it, to say, do you know where Tiger Bread was invented? At Solihull.
Also, they're all very animal related. Even the bread is tiger. Dulux dog, tiger bread.
He's a one-trick pony, isn't he?
Again, one-trick pony is another animal. Text on 8-12-15. What's the worst fib you've ever... I'll rewind and do that. What's the worst fib you've ever fallen for? David from Sheffield's been in touch.
Oh, yeah.
He says, my mum used to tell me not to swallow my bubble gum because it would stick my insides together.
Yeah.
How long does it take? What's the thing with bubble gum? They say she's 7 years to digest
it. Yeah, I don't believe any of it.
That can't be true.
None of it's true.
Because otherwise it'd just be stuck in there,
wouldn't it? Why would they make it like that? They'd make it out of something else so it wouldn't stay inside you for so long.
Also, just don't swallow it.
Yeah, I just don't think there's any harm in swallowing it. I'd say, I think if you want to,
you're on live radio. No.
If you want to swallow it, go for it.
It's dangerous.
No,
what are you doing?
There's still a lot of myths about chewing gum, a lot of bad press.
Don't encourage people to swallow
bubble gum. Industry's had over the years, and it's just nonsense.
Are you in the pocket of Big Bubble?
Not in Big Bubble's pocket. I just think this is why, because Katie doesn't like our kids having bubble gum, and it's purely of this, like, it will stick to your inside so you can't digest it. It's not true. It's just not.
Don't swallow it. It's dangerous to swallow it. It's sticky.
It's not.
You can choke on it.
It's fine. You can't.
It's not.
It doesn't stick to your throat. It doesn't stick.
I can't believe you're. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls.
You swallow it.
No, I'm not
going to. See if it makes you choke.
Imagine I said, join us after this or I'm going to swallow a piece of chewing gum live.
For the first time ever in British radio history, we'll both swallow chewing gum at the same time and see what happens.
Doing?
Yeah, we'll see
this
what happens.
No! No! Maybe? No.
I've got it here.
Put it on, he really has!
Fresh back of airwaves with your name on it.
This all feels a bit suspicious to me.
Big chew!
The Rock and Roll Football Podcast with Matt Ford and Matt Dyson.
We're all chewing gum here.
Yeah.
In fact, I've taken mine out because I'm
Producer Nick has joined as well. Everyone chew along at home. We'll be doing a mass swallowing soon.
No! Yeah.
Come on.
Matt Dyson's Chuddy Club. Here's a chuddy.
What a way to lose my job this would be.
I know, well, you're on the verge.
Then he persuaded the entire nation to swallow chewing gum. As we all know, you can't
so
do that.
Naughty. it's like telling people to swear or not take their shirts in.
It's fine.
Were you naughty at school?
No, not really, no.
Not really, no.
No.
He says, chewing gum live on air.
I'll take it out and put it on my glass. Put it on the edge of my glass there. Horrible. Horrible.
You know, in terms of, like, fooling people, this Tim Vincent adopting the Dulux dog or the gum sticking your insides together. I remember, you know when you say something that is obviously a joke, it's not even a wind-up, you're just saying it to be silly, and then they believe it.
Yeah, yeah.
I remember telling a colleague that, you remember that song by Scooter, the Logical song?
Oh, right.
When I was young, it's in the that was a really annoying song.
Logical.
I told a colleague that it was a cover version of an old Bob Dylan song. Thinking it was a joke, going, oh, it's a cover of that. Yeah. And she was like, oh, yeah. You know when people sort of don't want to admit that they don't know some
singing
stuff?
It in the,
oh, yeah,
in the
style
of Bob.
Well, that was new. I've never done a Bob Dylan before. Well, a new one for the repertoire. When I was young, that was the one it's got to be George Formby. I couldn't believe it. I was like, what? Oh, no, you've got to believe it.
Yeah, gullible.
So text on 8-12-15, what's the either the best wind-up that you've... And then maybe for years, people labour under these misapprehensions, don't they?
Yeah, 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 people believe it, yeah. I think there's a lot of apocryphal tales, aren't there, about celebrities. Like, you know, like that Marilyn Manson was in Wonder Years. That's one I believed for so
that's
long.
That's a great one.
And because it's not him, but it
no,
looks like
it looks like him.
It's mildly believable.
That's so good.
Yeah, I love those
We should
stories.
Start one about you.
Oh, yeah. What is it that I swallow 10 chewing gums a day?
But that's
and
just true. Well, the truth is he only swallows 9.
Yeah, yeah, I don't know. Yeah, let's come up with some.
Yeah, come up with one for Dyson. Let's let's come up with a rumour to spread. See if you can. If we've got 15 minutes. I can't even count. It's all this chewing gum.
I know. Well, it's a good job.
It's a horrible sound, isn't it, chewing gum?
Yes, awful. That's why I've taken mine out. So, yeah.
Good of you. Nice, good of you to take it out eventually.
And then we'll be swallowing it all together in about 5 minutes' time.
Just to be clear, never swallow
Sorry.
Chewing gum.
Yeah, I shouldn't have said that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Probably and, best not to risk it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Spit it out.
And are you ashamed of what you
into
did?
Into a bin? A little bit.
Oh, my God. Chris
care.
Has been in touch. You know, on an 1830s... I've never been on an 1830 holiday, have you?
No, I haven't, no.
Get in touch if you have, 8-12-15. Quite late in the show to launch a text to that. I feel would be quite fertile. So maybe we'll carry it on next week. If you've been on an 1830 holiday... I mean, if you're 30...
Mm. Oh, yeah.
I understand being 18.
You wouldn't want to go towards the end of the scale, would you? Yeah.
That'd be a bit strange.
It's quite a big age range as well, isn't it, really?
Well, it's 12 years. Isn't it like saying if you've been on a 30...
Like the 18-year-olds aren't going to be getting on well with the 30-year-olds, are they?
They've got
nothing in common.
No. Yeah. Yeah, they don't do it like... There's no other age bracket, is there? You don't get like a 60 to 72 holiday.
I don't think so, no.
And why not?
Unless Saga, that's what they do.
I guess so, yeah. It's a broader category, I guess. Anyway, he says, went on an 1830s holiday, convinced one of our mates, who'd never flown before, that he had to hold on tight to his seat, as when the plane changed gear, he'd get thrown forwards and get whiplash. He did hold on to his seat, and as the plane started to climb, he turned to us and says, must be an automatic box on this plane. 30 years later, he still can't live it down,
no.
Chris.
Oh, nice.
I wonder if there must be someone from... I mean, there must be various people from Aberdeen called Angus. It'd be a great nickname, wouldn't it, Aberdeen Angus?
Angus, yeah, it would be great.
And just as a little twist, vegetarian.
Oh, no one saw that coming, did
no,
they?
No, exactly, yeah, that'd be nice, wouldn't
here
it?
Here comes Aberdeen Angus.
Do you think you could ever be vegetarian?
Yeah, I probably could. I could give it a go. Sometimes I've got a day of the week, like meat-free Monday. You know, I can do that.
Yeah. Do you do meat-free Mondays?
Yeah, sometimes. Sometimes I just do it by accident. I go, all right, because I've had no meat, so I'll just carry on through to the end of the day and go, there you go. I'll just have chewing gum for 2.
Oh, no! Stop it! You're going to get us in so much trouble. There'll be parents listening to this screaming at you, as they do most weeks. But
yeah, but you're mainly vegetarian, aren't you, really?
Yes.
Do you have a meaty Monday?
That sounds horrible, doesn't it? Oh, should we have a meaty Monday? Oh, I'm having a meaty Monday.
The opposite, yeah.
Where I eat meat and I meet up with people. Just meat as much as possible. Meat some meat. Kerry says, I asked my dad when I was younger if his donkey jacket was made of donkey. He laughed and said yes. Nice. I was 32 when he told me it wasn't true. Surely there must be some... They must have used to have had some donkey in a donkey jacket, don't you think?
I don't think so. I don't know how it got its name, but I presume...
Oh, look at Nick Googling for the fastest Googler in the West.
They wouldn't use donkey hide for a coat. That wouldn't be like a selling point, would it?
Well, I'm not sure it'd be a selling point. It might have just evolved from that. It could have been...
No, we're getting a shake of the head. No donkey in at all. Just double-checking that fact.
No donkey in the donkey jacket.
Definitely nothing to do with the donkey. Good.
OK, well, that's good to know. Maybe people who worked with donkeys would wear them. Or maybe it just makes you look like a donkey.
I think that might be it, yeah. Possibly, yeah.
To do with donkey engines.
Donkey... What's a donkey engine? This is a wind-up. Do we need to be careful here?
Donkey engine.
He's got a little twinkle in his eye. What have you... So what's he uncovered
was it like
there?
Railway workers wore them or something? Yeah. Was it, yeah?
Oh, donkey engines, clever. Yeah.
Kicking you into shape.
It's the Rock and Roll Football Podcast.
Hopefully now you know not to swallow it.
Yes.
Have you changed your ways, Dyson?
I've been sent a message by management to say that the Bauer Media Corporation distances itself from any swallowing of any gum, chewing or bubble, and so don't try it. It's not worth the risk.
It's just bad, and it's just... There's no point if you can spit it out. It's not food, is it?
No. But I suppose if you're really hungry and you had nothing else, then you'd be like, I might as well just swallow that much.
Right, hold on. We're not talking about survivals. We're not talking Trapped of Everest, not Desert
anyway,
Island.
I'm distancing myself from it now anyway, so don't drag me back in.
You're distancing yourself from yourself?
Yeah.
Is that possible?
I don't know.
I'd like to distance myself from my own comments.
That was nonsense. I take it back. I take it back.
We do usually say nonsense, but that's what the show's built
dangerous.
On.
It's not normally dangerous, though, is it? That's
the dangerous thing. Nonsense. Mm. There'll be memes of this on the internet, like the poster of Dangerous Minds, but changed to Dangerous Nonsense with you as Michelle Pfeiffer.
Oh, yeah, Pfeiffer, nice, yeah. Well, yeah, anyway, on a serious note, don't try it.
Do not do it at home or anywhere else. Just swallow other things like cake, chips, curry, yoghurt.
Yeah.
Key lime pie.
Oh, yeah.
Croissants.
Yeah. Well, I'd chew them for a bit before
don't just try and swallow a croissant whole.
That's even more dangerous.
Oof.
No.
You know what? I don't think I've had a croissant for years. Literally
they
years.
Have any holiday. They don't have them at the all-inclusive. Unbelievable. I'd be insisting on croissants.
Maybe they did, but I don't like bread in the morning.
Well,
weighs me down.
It's more like a cake, isn't it, really? A croissant. It's full of butter.
I love butter. Yeah. Isn't butter a great thing?
I've had to stop having to... I went to get my cholesterol checked by the doctor.
Really?
They said, do you eat butter, straight butter? Like, no.
Right.
No, what do they call it? Like, real butter, they call it.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, sure, you should start eating margarine. I've had to switch to...
really?
The Olivio stuff.
And are you concerned for your health?
It's fine. But it's just like, you have a high number of... something in your blood when you eat real butter.
I bet your blood was like butter. I took a sample and it was just like yellow. Like, doctor's sticking it on his toes.
I've got a Lerpak running through my veins. So, yeah, I've had to knock it on the head for a little bit.
Can I take a blood sample, please? Why, do you want to check my electrolytes? No, I'm out of butter, actually. And
it's got some toast to it.
Stick it straight in the pan and fry some eggs in it. Ooh, God, Dracula's... you'd be a great vampire. You'd be great for a vampire.
Would I?
Really nutritional. Have a good suck on you,
Oh, this just tastes really buttery. Lovely.
We should probably end that there.
Yeah, let's leave.
See you next week.
Rock and Roll Football. Podcast done.